This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, if you have questions about something you may have heard about or read about, something about our corona crazy mania news news situation. Every day on the news there's something different about the coronavirus. Yesterday I heard about a drug called budesonide for treating coronavirus symptoms, an inhaled steroid. There's all kinds of stuff out there, but you know what? At the end of the day, the bottom line is that you got to build your body. You got to strengthen your immune system. This is something we've been talking about for decades. I've been talking about personally for decades, and I've been talking about on this program since 2011. Dr. Wallach's been talking about it for many, many years. Build your immune system. Strengthen your body. You won't have to worry about the inevitable viral infections, microbial infections, ups and downs that occur in our 21st century lifestyle, in our 21st century lives. If you have questions, comments, success stories, 844-236-6010 is our number. We've got Steve McChesney coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll take your calls in our second segment. Steve is a sales and marketing trainer and coach, and he's going to be talking to us about his book, Rearranging Change, How to Market to an Ever-Changing World. We've had Steve on in the past, very entertaining and very informative. He'll be up at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls in our next segment. If you want to purchase Youngevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, please go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can order products off the website. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team off the website as well. Or you can call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. Also, please check out our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for healing wounds and burns and preventing post-surgical scarring. As it turns out, when you heal a wound, you beautify the skin. And Truth Treatments are my prescription compounded prescription formulations repurposed for beauty. And man, do they work. They work like a drug because they were formulated like a drug. They were formulated in a pharmacy and they work like a pharmaceutical. Of course, they're not pharmaceuticals. They're all nutritionally based, but they work with the same kind of efficacy that you would expect from a medication. It is results redefined. Most of us don't expect results from skincare, and one of the most gratifying comments that we get about our Truth Treatments is that they really work. People are shocked when a product really works. If you don't believe me, go to truthreviewed.com and check out our over 500 five-star reviews. Truthreviewed.com and truthtreatments.com. Truthtreatments.com. All right. Steve McChesney coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. I have been reading a lot about vitamin A, and I am so glad that I am. Seems like now we're starting to become hip to nutrition. We're starting to appreciate how important nutrition is when it comes to building the immune system, but also when it comes to just being healthy and being strong. And nutritional supplements, of course, play a major role. Vitamin A is one of the great nutritional supplements. Not a vitamin, as I said yesterday. It is a hormone, and along with vitamin D, vitamin A and D go together. They are building substances. They activate cells. They activate hormones. They activate steroid hormones. Both vitamin A and D play a role in the stress management and building system, the steroidal hormone system, the reproductive system, and the blood sugar system as well. There's a lot of literature that talks now about how important vitamin A is for helping maintain blood sugar. You don't think of vitamin A as being an anti-diabetic vitamin, but it is. When you think about it, it makes perfect sense, because building and repair and immunity are all functions of going out and doing stuff. From an evolutionary perspective, we slept in the wintertime, we went out and did stuff in the summertime. So vitamin A and D are our summertime building nutrients. And there's sugar in the summertime. From an evolutionary perspective, that's when there was a lot of sugar. You had fruit growing, and bees were making honey. Those were the main two sources of sugar. So vitamin A, the body evolved to use vitamin A as an anti-diabetic or as a blood sugar stabilizing vitamin or hormone slash vitamin, we'll call it. It's not. I hope that's not confusing to folks, the idea that vitamin A is a hormone and a vitamin. Vitamin is kind of a generic catch-all phrase for something that has to come into the body through food that the body can't make. Vitamin A acts like a hormone, but it's a vitamin in the sense that it's a hormone that the body can't make. Sit with that for a second. Hormones are really, really important. We hear about them all the time. Hormones activate things in the body. Well, you got two hormones that are, in the sense that they are, have to come in from foods that we call vitamins. We call vitamin A and vitamin D vitamins. We refer to them as vitamins because they have to come in from the outside. Nonetheless, they have the same kind of importance to biochemistry as a hormone. That makes getting them in your diet or supplement, or via supplementation in the sense of the sun, in the sense of vitamin D, getting it from the sun, really important. You got to focus on getting your vitamin A and vitamin D. There are hormones that the body can't make. Can you just picture that? There are two hormones that the body can't make. Hormones are the activating chemicals in the body. Ordinarily, vitamins just help move things along. Hormones, the word hormeo means I arouse to activity, are activating substances. You will not get the activation of cells without these two substances, these two hormones / vitamins. And when I say activation of cells, I'm talking about for making collagen. I'm talking about for turning on the immune system. I'm talking about for handling sugar. I'm talking about for making steroid hormones. That means getting your vitamin A and vitamin D super important. And it also means deficiencies will be important. In the case of vitamin A, anybody who understands skin or who's in the skincare business knows that deficiencies in vitamin A will make you break out. In fact, vitamin A is the key supplement, the key nutrient for dealing with acne. If you have any kind of acne lesions, and it doesn't even have to be typical teenage boy acne, although that's what we mostly think about when we think about acne. It could be acne that's related to the adrenal glands. It could be acne that's related to your female hormone system. It could be even food-related acne. That is lesions that appear on the sides of the cheek rather than in the T-zone. Vitamin A is important for all of these. In fact, everybody knows that vitamin A cream is the go-to topical for dealing with acne. And of course, vitamin A cream is Retin A. Fake form of vitamin A called isotretinoin is one of the major, and maybe the major, pharmaceutical standby for dealing with acne. Not that the fake vitamin A is good stuff. It is not. It's one of the nastiest of all drugs. I was just reading today from the American Academy of Dermatology's virtual meeting experience. They're meeting virtually this year because of COVID. A study that was presented on isotretinoin, also known as Accutane. Accutane isotretinoin associated with insomnia in patients with acne. Isotretinoin, that's one of the milder side effects and toxicities associated with Accutane. There are other things that you could do if you're dealing with Accutane. By the way, if you're on Accutane, you know that you're supposed to, you're not supposed to take vitamin A. I'll tell you about that when we come back from our break. I am Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll return right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, We are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Got lines open, 844-236-6010. We've got Steve McChesney coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about his book, Rearranging Change, How to Market to an Ever-Changing World, and his podcast as well called Rearranging Change. It's on iTunes and Spotify and all the various podcast platforms. Steve McChesney, bottom of the hour. Your calls, if we have them, this segment, 844-236-6010. Okay, so I've always been fascinated with vitamin A, but more and more, the more I read about vitamin A, the more I study about vitamin A, the more fascinated I become, especially now with the immune system being front and center, at least in the world of, in the mainstream world, the immune system is front and center because of all the stuff we're dealing with. It should always be front and center, because the immune system / inflammatory system is behind every single health challenge we're dealing with. I heard this doctor today, by the way. This guy was talking about budesonide. His name is Dr. Richard Bartlett. He's a Texan doctor. And I heard him, I was listening to him discuss budesonide. Budesonide is a steroid drug, an inhaled steroid drug that people use for asthma. People use to prevent asthma, actually, which is kind of silly. Anyway, he was talking about how he's gotten great results for people who are dealing with COVID. And when you think about it, there's a message there. If you're using a steroid drug and you're getting great results for people who are symptomatic with COVID, that tells you that the symptoms are due to an active immune system. Now, you may be able to get some symptomatic relief from an immune problem when you suppress the immune system, but it is definitely not a good health strategy. It's a doctor's strategy, and sometimes you do need it. But if you want to take care of your health and you want to protect yourself from an infection, you don't want to suppress your immune system. You want to strengthen your immune system. Sure, a steroid drug, whether it's budesonide or a couple weeks ago it was dexamethasone, sure, it's going to hide the symptoms, but the immune system is suppressed at your peril, at your health peril. Much better is to strengthen the immune system, and you cannot help but ask the question, how many people who are dealing with viral infection symptoms are deficient in vitamin A, or deficient in vitamin D, or deficient in zinc, or not exercising, or don't know anything about nutrition, or eating McDonald's or the standard American diet and processed food, or even if they think they're eating healthy food, it's trail mix and power bars. That's what we want to be focusing on, people. This is the message of the Bright Side, is you don't need to be medicalized. And we sometimes, even if we understand that, and I assume if you're listening to this program, you sort of understand that, at least sort of understand it. Even if we understand it, when it comes to emergencies, or at least what we think are emergencies, all that goes out the window, and we want to be fixed, and we want to hide in the house, and we want to wear a mask. We do know, if you ask somebody to think about it, we do know that we have an immune system, and it would be nice to help support that immune system, but when push comes to shove, or at least when we're operating in our reptilian fear brain, all we want to do is be protected. All we want to do is have somebody make us safe, protect us. I was listening to this. They're having a big problem in Houston now. Houston, one of the most polluted cities in the country. You notice that all of these problems are happening, or the big problems are happening in Florida, Texas, Houston, New York City, New Jersey, all of the places where we have the most pollution. So anyway, she was saying, we really have to mandate masks officially, and we got to do something to force people to wear them. It's not acceptable that you can't wear your mask. So now we're going to, she's promoting, and a lot of people are, enforcement. That means criminalizing not wearing a mask. This is the kind of lengths we stoop to when we don't take responsibility for ourselves. She's not a bad person. She wants to help. She was a doctor. She's thinking, oh, I'm going to help people here if we criminalize or if we mandate protective strategies or protective protocols under penalty of law. She thinks she's doing good. Well, remember Benjamin Franklin's famous quote, those who want to be protected, I better read this quote before I butcher it. It's about liberty and protection. If you want to have if you want to give up your freedom for protection, you don't deserve either. And that's a paraphrase. Those who would give up their freedoms for protection deserve neither. Benjamin Franklin, paraphrase. And that's the kind of attitude we have to take.
life is inherently dangerous. Freedom is inherently dangerous. There are things that can happen, but you can protect yourself. You protect yourself by making sure that you're taking care of your nutrition, taking care of your immune system, exercising, doing all the things we talk about in this program all the time. And if you're on prescription drugs, by the way, you're definitely going to be suppressing your immune system on some level. This just came out yesterday from Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles, published in the American Journal of Gastroenterology. Risk for COVID-19 increased for adults taking PPIs. PPIs, proton pump inhibitors, Nexium, for example, the classic proton pump inhibitor. So you have heartburn. Check this out. You have heartburn or gastroesophageal reflux disease, GERD, and you take your Nexium. No problem. I'm just going to take Nexium. I'll keep eating my Oscar Mayer bologna and wieners and sugar and whatever the heck I'm eating that's causing my heartburn. But I'm going to take my Nexium, so I'm not going to worry about it. And Nexium is one of the more mild over-the-counter drugs. Well, it turns out now you've got a higher risk for infections. PPIs have nothing to do directly with infections. They just put a stress on the body. They suppress the body's ability to do its work. They divert resources from the liver that should be used for the immune system to detoxify them. And PPIs are one of the milder drugs. But something as simple as a PPI can increase your risk for COVID. Well, what about the other prescription drugs that are being dispensed 4 billion times every year? Do you think they're having an impact on your immune system? Of course they are. And don't forget food, too. By the way, we're talking about acne. Now people are understanding the relationship between acne and food. I've been talking about it for years. This is from Dermatology Advisor. It just came out yesterday. Changes in diet can improve acne. No kidding. Primary dietary factors associated with acne include glucose, insulin-like growth factors. All of these are foods that are, all of these are chemicals that are upregulated or increase in the bloodstream, in the case of glucose, when we eat sugar. Not to mention the fact that zinc, which is one of the most important nutrients, certainly the most important mineral, but one of the most important nutrients for helping deal with acne, is diverted by the body to help process sugar. The more sugar you eat, the less zinc you're going to have available to deal with acne and to deal with hormones. Likewise, vitamin A. The more sugar you eat, the less vitamin A you're going to have to deal with acne and hormones. All of this is to say, folks, we have so much power over how our health shows up, just like we have so much power over how our life shows up. We're focused on the outside. We're induced to focus on the outside. We're induced to watch the news and to listen to the news. We're induced to listen to authorities, medical authorities and other types of authorities. We're induced to believe that we can't control our lives or we can't control our health, that disease is just inevitable and that life has to be crappy. We're induced to believe those things by people who want to take over. It's not true. It's a lie. The bright side is that we have power over how our health shows up and over how our life shows up. It starts with nutritional supplementation, but there's so much more that we can do. Hi, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We've got Steve McChesney coming up at the bottom of the hour. Don't go away. We'll be back after this.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A rare weather phenomenon sweeps across the Midwest yesterday. A line of gusty thunderstorms packing up to 100-mile-an-hour winds. This Cedar Rapids, Iowa man says he lost his roof when he wouldn't have expected to.
I just put a roof on it 2 years ago, so I thought my roof would be in good shape. But I guess I'll have to re-roof it now.
Several Midwest states seeing some serious damage from the straight line winds from those storms, but nobody was seriously injured. The Seattle City Council approving a plan to reduce the size and scope of its police department. The council voting in favor of budget amendments last night to begin reducing funding to the force, and Seattle Police Chief Carmen Best announced plans to step down from her position last night just hours after the vote was taken. And this is USA Radio News.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Youngevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite Youngevity product, multivitamin mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
A federal appeals court in Washington, D.C. will be rehearing the case of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn today, and it could resume the challenge to the Justice Department's decision to dismiss charges against Flynn, who admitted lying to the FBI. Flynn pleaded guilty in 2017 to lying to the Bureau about his contacts with the Russian ambassador to the U.S. He requested to change his plea earlier this year, and the Justice Department moved to drop the charges in May. The judge who was to sentence Flynn has refused to grant the Justice Department's motion to dismiss the case. Ohio Congressman Anthony Gonzalez says the Big Ten Conference pending decision to cancel this fall's football season would be, in his words, an enormous mistake. The Republican and former Ohio State and NFL player telling USA Today that it would be catastrophic and bad for the kids. He says he learned more in college football than he ever did in a classroom. Given the pandemic, Gonzalez says he thinks athletes should have the option to play the sport and that those who opt out be given an extra season of eligibility. And America's small business owners are not optimistic about what the next 6 months might hold. The Small Business Optimism Index for July fell to near its historic average. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for being here. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive page at BenFuchsArchives.com. Also at BrightsideBen.com. You can purchase longevity products at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, or CriticalHealthNews.com. You've got news stories, blog posts, videos, lots of good health information on all our websites, always free. And, of course, you can click on the Join the Team link if you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for healing skin. And healing, as we say, is beauty. Check out all our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I'm looking forward to having our guest on. Steve McChesney has been on before. He's got a really cool book and a really cool perspective about what I consider to be the number one fear that we have. If you Google the number one fear, people will say, oh, it's the fear of death or the fear of public speaking. Sometimes there's fears of other fears include fears of spiders and fears of peanut butter getting stuck in the roof of your mouth. No kidding, that's a real fear, technically speaking. But to me, the number one fear is the fear of change, which is so ironic because change is the only constant. It's the only thing that's always going to be true is change. But Steve says that change doesn't have to be frightening. His book is called Rearranging Change, and his website, his podcast as well, is called Rearranging Change. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Steve McChesney. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Ben, how are you, my friend? Nice to talk to you again. How's life in Colorado in this COVID-19 craziness?
I'm doing well, but you know, in a way, I've been practicing for this my whole adult life. I've been practicing for this. Do you ever feel that way, that all of your work is kind of leading up to this?
It's amazing because when I wrote my book, Rearranging Change, I had no idea that we were about to get hit with this virus.
Yeah.
But, man, how appropriate the title is.
That's right. In the intro of your book, you have this really cool quote, and I love this, and it kind of reminds me of you and me. It's, here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs in the square holes, the ones who are seeing things differently, they're not fond of rules. Do you think that what we're going through today is kind of like we're bumping up against rules, we're bumping up against an old way of doing business, and it's kind of like we're somehow not getting through the wall? Does that make sense?
Absolutely. In fact, in that quote, really what it means is most people are followers anyway, and there's just very few leaders. And the leaders are the ones that are trying to fit themselves into a round hole. They're a square peg. And I think right now what's happening politically around us is they're trying to get grasp a hold of everybody again and say, no, do it this way, do it this way. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple of rebels out there.
And it's a good thing. It's a darn good thing that we have rebels. So what exactly, first of all, tell me about your podcast. I want to get into the book, and you might announce to the listeners about how they can get a hold of the book. But tell us about your podcast, Rearranging Change. You have a whole podcast dedicated to this idea?
Well, it's a little bit different. The podcast, the first part of the podcast, by the way, I never go over a half an hour because, I know the attention span that's out there, but the first part of the podcast is always some kind of a marketing tip, and how we market to people. And that's the first part of it. The second part of it, which is the bigger part of it, is always a celebrity guest. And my partner is also a radio host, but he has his show. He's interviewed over 19,000 celebrity guests. I didn't know there was that many, but yes, that's how many he's interviewed. But for instance, this week we have Charlie Daniels on the show. It's a tribute to Daniels because he just passed away. Mm-hmm. But it was the interview that Ron did with him about 4 weeks ago. And we also had Jimmy Fallon on the show. So the second half is always a celebrity, and then we tie in that celebrity and how it applies to marketing and how show business is a business. And so it's an entertaining show, but it's also an educational show. We're very proud of the way it's turned out. And like I say, having that celebrity guest on every episode certainly helps with the ratings.
So you're my celebrity guest here, just so you know. What do you mean by rearranging change?
Well, it's because change, like you said a minute ago, it's always constantly happening. We can go with the flow, or we can take it and use it as a tool and apply it. So I think rearranging change is using it as a tool and applying that change to our benefit and how we're going to use it. It's just like generations. We're always changing generations from, baby boomers to millennials, our Generation X to Generation Z. That's a change that's always there. But if you don't know how to apply that change in your marketing. Like, for instance, I'm a baby boomer, and I'm a marketer. Millennials have a different way of thinking than I do, but I need to realize that and use their way of thinking in order to market to them. So that's kind of how the whole rearranging change came into being.
Okay, so I want to talk about this idea of generations because I am absolutely fascinated with it. Have you heard of the book The Fourth Turning, by the way?
I have not.
You should definitely read it.
I'm writing it
down. You get off this interview, you absolutely love it. But I'll tell you about it here in a second. What I really want to mention is that in biology and in electronics, there's this concept called gradients. Are you familiar with this?
I am.
So an energy comes from a gradient. A gradient is a type of change. So even from an electronics perspective, which is the most fundamental perspective there is, the electronics perspective, the energy is driven by change. Change itself compels you to do stuff. So without change, there's no energy. Everything's neutral.
Right.
Everything's static without change. So when we talk about change being constant, it's actually part of anything that's alive is going to always have change. You can't avoid it. It's part of being alive. It's part of how life happens is through change, which makes it really ironic that that's the number one thing that we're all afraid of. We can actually,
exactly.
When you say rearranging change, you're talking about actually using change rather than being afraid of
right.
it, correct? That's awesome.
Correct. Absolutely.
Okay, so go ahead.
I think it is ironic that it is constantly happening and it is the thing that most people are afraid of. Again, it's because, like I said, most people are followers and they like things to be consistent and stay the same. But it doesn't. So.
What would life look like if we were not afraid of change? Just hypothetically, what would life be like if we weren't afraid of change, if we encouraged it? Viva la change.
I have a feeling it would be a much more peaceful planet. I think
yeah.
there wouldn't be as many wars.
Yeah. Yeah, we wouldn't be trying to force things to be a certain way.
Exactly.
Yeah. If we just allow change, think about how much struggle, how much strife there is in trying to keep the water from coming out of the dam kind of thing, trying to hold the water back. Water wants to flow.
We're seeing that right now with the protesting and the looting.
Yeah.
That's all, again, it's because we're not holding the water in the dam.
Yeah, you know, that's true. If we just let things happen, we would have a much more peaceful life.
Yes.
You know, but isn't there a fine line between letting things happen and kind of directing things?
Well, it's called common sense, I think. I mean,
yeah.
You know, there's still that aspect of it. We're humans and we think like humans, and there is a common sense aspect that needs to always be applied. And I think you can apply that. Allow the change to happen, but use common sense. Kind of what my book is about. You know, I talk about communicating with people.
We got to take a break. I definitely want to talk about the book. How can the listeners get the book if they want?
Rearrangingchange.com or Amazon. Either one.
Okay. Rearrangingchange.com or Amazon. The book is Rearranging Change. Steve McChesney's with us. We'll be back with Steve on The Bright Side right after this.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back on the Bright Side talking to Steve McChesney, sales and marketing trainer and coach. His book is Rearranging Change, which is available at rearrangingchange.com, also on Kindle, on Amazon.com, and his podcast is Rearranging Change. So, Steve, you're an Army veteran, huh? How did your philosophy about change go over in the Army?
You know, I don't think I really knew much about change at the time when I went in. I was 17 and a half, but it did change me. It changed me.
What did you learn from the Army?
In a good way.
What did you learn?
I learned how to become an adult. I learned how to be responsible. I learned, at the same time, I learned what the government wanted me to learn. I learned how to follow orders. Later on in life, I kind of changed that, but you know, at the time, it was the right thing because when I got out of the Army, it allowed me to continue my adult life with being a responsible person and, you know, not having to rely on you know, anybody to help me along the way. I got a job right away. I was disciplined. So there were some good things about it. I think that the military for young people is a really smart way to go. Whether you stay in or not is a whole different story, but as a learning experience, I think that it was good for me.
That's kind of an interesting commentary when you talk about change, because don't you have to have a solid foundation in order to be able to withstand change?
I think you do. I think psychologically you do. Again, like I said before, most of the people I believe are followers and a few are leaders, but the leaders all have that strong foundation and accept the change.
Yeah, sort of like a tree. You have to be grounded. You have to be kind of grounded so when the winds come, you don't fall over.
You don't blow over.
Yeah, right. You don't blow over. You got to be solid. All right, so you focus a lot on the generations, which is one of my little hobbies here, and I encourage you to take a look at the book, The Fourth Turning. How do the different generations respond to change, and how do they respond to your messaging, either about change or about anything else?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Is the different generations, it's their outlook on life that changes the most. In my generation, being a baby boomer, my whole outlook was we need to get and receive as much as I can. I need to make as much money as I can. I need to have the best house that I can, the biggest cars. I just had to keep up with the Joneses and surpass them. That was my outlook on life. I think the millennials are looking at it where they think my generation has pretty much destroyed the planet, with what we've done with climate change.
Yeah, they may have a point.
Absolutely. So their outlook on life right now is what can we do now to make it better for them and for generations to come up behind them, which is a good thing. I mean, I think, again, it's change, and we have to allow change. And, right now you've got to remember that our Congress, everybody in there, not everybody, but 90% of the people in there are baby boomers. So, the things that you're seeing happening in society right now are because we don't want them to change what we built, and they're wanting to change it, and we're fighting it. And I think that we're going to lose. They're going to win because it's change.
Do you know there's a meme going around of millennials versus baby boomers? Have you heard this?
Really?
Yeah.
I did not.
The millennials look at the baby boomers as, like you say, screwing up the world. There's this thing called OK Boomer. Have you heard of OK Boomer?
No.
You'll love it. You'll love it. Just Google OK Boomer. It's kind of like a dismissive phrase, and there's a cool song, a really funny song called OK Boomer, and it's a dismissive phrase that millennials have about boomers, and then boomers think millennials are all entitled and spoiled and don't want to work hard, and so there's kind of battle going on between millennials and baby boomers, which is kind of interesting because when you went over all this, you missed the middle child, which is always complaining about being missed, and that's Generation
X.
That's right. Isn't that interesting?
The latchkey kid, yes, absolutely.
And they're always complaining. What's their thing?
Well, the thing is, too, they are also going to be skipped when it comes to the running of our government, because as the baby boomers move out of power positions, it'll be the millennials who are moving into them and not Generation X. So, again, they're going to be complaining being a middle child,
They're the lost generation. That's the lost
they
generation.
They are the lost generation.
Generation
However,
X. Yeah.
But they are, I think, a very smart generation as far as what they've learned because of being that middle child. They learned independence. When they came home from school, nobody was home. So they had to learn to cook for themselves and clean for themselves. They learned how to deal with crisis on their own. So
they're
still
pissed
do
off.
That today.
They're pissed
they
off
pissed
about
off.
It.
Yeah, they are.
I have a lot of Gen X friends, and they're all they're angry about it. But the coolest generation, Steve, I want to hear what your thoughts are. The cool, to me, is Generation Z. They call them the Zoomers now. You know what I'm talking about, right? Tell us about them. They were born like 1999 or something around there, 2000 kind of thing.
Yeah, the oldest Generation Z is about 22 years old right now. Here's the one thing to keep in mind about that generation is they've never been alive on this planet without Amazon. I mean, since they were born, Amazon has been delivering to their houses. So they learn that they want things delivered to them, that they're not so much about going out and getting stuff when they can have it delivered to them, whether that's going to be Uber Eats or, going to the grocery store and parking in that parking spot that the grocer comes out and brings your groceries to your car.
Wow.
I mean, that's their outlook right now is bring it to me, and I don't know if that's going to be a good or bad.
How are they going to respond to what's going on today? Because they're kind of coming of age now. How are they going to be responding to this? How's that going to show up in 10, 20, 30 years?
It's going to be very interesting to see because, remember, it's going to be the millennials who are going to be running things. And the question is, are the Zers going to appreciate what the millennials are doing? And I think that they will. I mean, I'm a big, believe me, I've raised three millennial girls. So I'm a lover of millennials. I'm a baby boomer who's a lover of millennials. But only because I think I like what all about them. Here's a few things about millennials that I think are going to make the world better. Number one, they are concerned about the planet.
Uh-huh.
But more importantly, They love all people. They don't care about the color of your skin. They don't care about your religious beliefs. They don't care about your sexual orientation. They just are a lover of people, and I think that's going to be a good thing. Now, they need to know that they're still going to have to deliver to the Generation Zs because that's what they're going
to
want.
They don't deliver. So, they want to be delivered to.
Exactly. That's because that's what they've learned. You know, we're all a product of what we learn. You know, in my book, when I talk about the generations, I always start with a quote. And here's the quote. The children now love luxury. They have bad manners, contempt for authority, and show disrespect for elders and love chatter in place of exercise. Children are now tyrants, not servants of their households. They no longer rise when elders enter the room. They contradict their parents, chatter before company, and tyrannize their teachers. And I always, when I do a class, I say, who's the person who did that quote? Or what generation said that about which generation? And I get all kinds of answers, but the answer is, that's a quote from Socrates in 425 BC.
That's great.
Meaning, we're always going to complain about the next generation. So that's not going to ever change.
So the millennials would be complaining about the Zs like the boomers are complaining about the millennials.
Yeah,
that's interesting. Yeah, that's interesting. You know, when you talk about Socrates, you know why they killed him? What his crime was?
What was it?
Corrupting the youth. Because he told them to question authority. He told them to question authority. And they got him for corrupting. What's that?
It says, see there? He's trying to fit into a square peg, into a circle.
Yeah. He's trying to tell people, you know, question things. And that ultimately, isn't that a key? You always have to question. You have to question what you're told, question your beliefs, question how you're living your life.
Well, you know, especially now because with the COVID-19 and the change that's causing, I mean, let's face it, and I'm a marketer, like I said, I'm a sales trainer, but I have a lot of friends. I got a huge group of friends who are vendors in the live arena, meaning at fairs and festivals, home shows.
Not anymore.
That's a large population of these people that make their living by doing these live events. That has completely gone away. And so they're scrambling. You know, and believe it or not, people go to a fair, for instance, and you see a vendor selling hats or whatever it is, and you think, oh, that poor guy, he's barely making a living. No, these guys are six-figure earners. I mean, that's the way it is, but that rug's been pulled out from underneath them. So because of this COVID-19, you're seeing they're scrambling to get online and figure out a way to go and market online. So online's becoming a much bigger thing right now. And, you know, I'm sure everybody out there, when they get onto their Facebook page or something, they're seeing a lot of sponsored ads come through. People trying to build businesses, online courses.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot going on, and that's a big change. It's not going to go away.
And it's a tool that we have. We can leverage the internet, leverage the web in order to skate past or slide past what's happening, slide past this change gracefully and smoothly.
Every time I talk to you,
I got so much more I want to talk to you about. We'll have you back on again. Thanks so much, Steve.
It's fun.
The book is Rearranging Change, website rearrangingchange.com. Podcast is Rearranging Change. It's on all the podcast platforms. Thanks, Steve. We'll talk again soon, buddy.
You got it, Ben. Thanks a lot.
All right, take care, man. Steve McChesney, and thank you for listening to The Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective, do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.